fun together.
Your Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
And just like that, the weekend was gone, and it was time for a marvelous Monday edition of Let's Talk. And the story continues. Jeff and Scott with you on a very nice looking, but yep, it's almost like it's midsummer in Happy Valley. It's hot, and that's life.
What is midsummer? It is.
Right.
Are you making, you made it sound like it was.
That's why I said it's midsummer.
It's midsummer, yes.
If you look at, because it's midsummer.
If you go by the calendar, it's
why I said
midsummer.
You're Scott and I'm Jeff and this is Sports Radio 98.7. It's all true stuff, I'm telling you here.
It all works together.
It's all true. We're not making any of this up.
He speaks the truth.
The phone line is open and available to you at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 will get you into the big show this morning.
Actually, he's true with that, too.
Yeah, it's all true.
We have an open line program for the most part. Later on next hour, our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will be talking weather with us. All right, let's start with that, actually. Yes, the heat dome or whatever you want to call this doggone thing. Probably 90s again today, tomorrow, Wednesday. That's that midsummer thing. Then, now we have to ask Joe this, Thursday, things are going to change. And at least according to one forecast that I saw, and I checked it again this morning, according to one forecast I saw, right now, okay, and this could change, the expected low for Saturday night this week is supposed to be 49.
What?
49. And I saw that prediction over the weekend. I'm like, oh, okay, that's going to change. I checked it this morning. Nope, there it is again. 49, allegedly. On Saturday night this week. Now, again, we'll see if that changes, all right? But there's going to be a definite change starting on Thursday, and then we're going to have a week of woohoo, I think, pretty nice. Now, again, we've used this line many times. If you think you've got it bad, somebody else has it worse. All right, so while we're complaining about 90 degrees today, tomorrow, Wednesday, we could be in places like over in Greece and Turkey. All right, over in Europe, Greece and Turkey, where they have rather nasty wildfires going on right now, apparently because of heat. And I guess over the weekend, somewhere in Turkey, over the weekend, the temperature hit 123 degrees. Now, that's not the real feel. That's the straight-up temperature, 123 degrees. Can you imagine that? So if you go out this afternoon and it's 90 degrees and granted humid and all that sort of stuff, imagine if it was 33 degrees warmer. Oh. And again, we mentioned before, that part of the world, not a lot of air conditioning over there. They just don't have it. All right? They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have any of that stuff. Can you imagine 123 degrees? Oh my gosh. That's insane. That's crazy. So, again, if you think you've got it bad, somebody else has it worse. We did get some rain over the weekend. Yay! Although I'm sure my farmer friends are all saying, okay, that's great. How about some more? Please?
Yes, please.
How about some more? All right. Maybe, I don't know, sometime midweek we might get some more. I'm not sure. But, yeah. But still, that rain that we got, Saturday night and so on, very welcome. Very welcome. And hopefully we get some more. All right. Speaking of Saturday, did you know this? Saturday was, again, we're in a span right now where the magic number is 250, all right, 250, meaning the 250th anniversary of this, that, and the other thing, All right, a lot of different stuff. We're going to have these 250 anniversaries. Saturday was the 250th anniversary of the United States Postal Service. Did you know that? All right, 250 years of the Postal Service. So if you, now granted this was Saturday, but if you have a friend who's a postal person and so on, I don't know, go congratulate them or something. 1775, and I think it was Ben Franklin who sort of got things going with the Postal Service way back when. Even, I mean, goodness, we weren't even officially a country at that point. But that's when that whole got started. And it's interesting, you might want to check this out. The Postal Service is doing a contest right now. And the contest right now is, of course, postal stamps. All right, if you mail something, it needs a stamp. There have been so many different stamps over the years, tons and tons and tons. Well, apparently the Postal Service is doing a contest right now. It's called the Stamp Encore Contest. And they're letting the public vote to bring back a favorite stamp from the past that they will then reprint next year in 2026. Okay? So apparently this contest just started last week, right? Yeah, the 23rd, last week, and runs through September 30th. All right? And if you search, go online, search for the Stamps Forever website. I guess just go online, open your browser, do a search for Stamps Forever. You can take part in this contest either online, or you can print out a paper ballot and that's cute, mail it in. All right, yeah, that works. All right, now, there are, again, there have been so many stamps over so many years. It's just not sort of at random. You have 25 stamp releases to choose from, okay? I guess my only disappointment is I'm looking at the list, and it has, like, for instance, there was a Bugs Bunny a stamp from 1997, okay? There was a Disney Villains stamp from 2017.
Ooh.
There was a... let's see, a Mr. Rogers stamp, all right, Mr. Rogers from 2018.
Fred.
The oldest stamp on here is the Bugs Bunny stamp, 1997. I'm thinking, wait a minute, they had stamps that went way, way, way before that. I don't know where the Postal Service came up with this list of 25, but they have the list of 25, and that's what you get to choose from. All right, there's a Batman stamp from 2015. There's a Peanuts stamp, the cartoon Peanuts, from 2001. Hey, there's a Star Trek stamp from 2016. I don't know, that might get my vote. There's the Total Eclipse of the Sun stamp from 2017. There's 25 wow. of these. You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you do is you go online, again, do a search for the Stamps Forever website, look for the contest, and you can vote. Okay? It says here, participants can vote as often as they wish. That sounds like a real election.
Oh, boy.
Whoops.
You opened up a can.
Did I let that slip? Oh. I'm terribly sorry. Oops. Okay. So you can vote as many times as you want. And then apparently they're going to... the winners won't be announced until next year, all right? The voting will go through September 30th. So, again, if there's these 25 stamps, you can obviously see them on the website and check it out. And it sounds, I don't know, kind of interesting. So vote for your favorite stamp. That's something I need to go do today. All right, how about this? Ladies, are you listening, ladies? All right, maybe single ladies, although it could be...
Hello, ladies.
It could be married ladies. Again, folks, we're living in a different world, all right? It's a world of apps, right? There's an app for that. I mean, seriously, there's like an app for everything. It's crazy. Some of these apps... Here's an app called the Tea app. T-E-A, T. That's all. It's just called Tea. Some of you ladies, I bet you're using this app, aren't you? This is an app where it's only for women. Now, that's interesting. This is an app that is only for women, where you can anonymously review men they have dated. Come on, we live in a college town, all right, or a college area. There's got to be some people using, got to be some women using this app. Apparently, it's very popular. Last week, it was number one on the Apple App Store list, probably because it got some publicity, and a lot of women jumped on board and decided to download and, I don't know, try to use this thing. But, okay, let me hold the butt. Again, here's the deal. Only women can use this app, T-E-A-T. And it says here there's a wait list. I'm not sure what that means, a wait list? I thought you could just get an app, get started, you know, sign in, get started, and go. It says here there's a wait list. Okay. Downloads apparently are going through the roof. All right, so here's what happens, and then here's the problem. All right, if you're a woman and you want to use this thing, okay, how does T determine that you're actually a woman and not, you know, a guy making it up or a bot or one of these other things? Well, apparently you download the app, you get started. To sign in, you have to make an account. What you have to do, it says here, you have to upload a selfie of yourself, okay, and a photo of your photo ID. In other words, you have to prove you're a woman. Now, here's where the problem starts. And as soon as I saw this story, I'm thinking, oh, boy, I don't know if I'd want to do that. All right, you know, like your driver's license. Take a picture of your driver's license and send it to who? Somebody? And sure enough, over the weekend, I saw the story. Apparently, hackers have decided to check this thing out, and they have hacked into the T app, stealing, it says here, 72,000 images, including some of those photo IDs. Oh, that's not a good thing. All right. Now, if you're brave and you want to keep on trying, okay, that's fine. So what happens is a gal goes on a date with a guy, and then opens up the T app, and what the gal can do, she can post a photo of the guy, or guys, and then you give a review of the guy. Seriously? Okay, you give a review of the guy, okay? So in other words, if the guy was a bad date, okay, you can tell the world this guy was a bad date. Says here, warnings that he's a scammer. Okay, wonderful. This is all negative so far. It says here, I'm reading from a story, other women can add their own experiences, apparently with the guy. And they have emojis, of course. You have to have a little emojis. Either a red flag or a green flag. I guess green is good. Red is not good. Now, guys, I don't know. Do you want to be red flagged and green flagged because maybe you had a bad date with a gal, like it just didn't work out? All right, come on. I'm married and somewhat older, but way, 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 way back in the day, did I ever go out on a bad date? Yeah, bad as in, all right, she was nice, but this didn't work out. All right. Apparently now through the T app, that gal could put a red flag on me. Arr! Okay, I'm not a fan. Okay, not a fan. Now, you can even get background checks on guys. Now, unfortunately, that's behind a paywall. You have to pay money for that. All right? Uh-huh. But T will do the background check on a guy. Folks, you do know by now that you can kind of do your own background checks. All right, just do some good web searching, and you can probably do some background checks on just about anybody. Not that hard, all right? So anyway, the T app, T-E-A. Ladies, maybe you want to run out and get this thing right now. And for we guys, we're like, okay, is there a reverse version of this app? All right? In other words, guys can review gals. Or would that be sexist? Maybe it's only sexist if it goes in one direction? That's not fair. So I haven't done a great search, but I haven't heard about a male version of the T app. There needs to be a male version. Although, again, scanning, taking a picture of your driver's license and just sending it off to who knows who, folks, really, that's not a bright move. Okay, that's not a good idea. All right, let's move into something here that I know will interest my friend the Ironhead very much.
Oh, yeah?
All right, let me see. Whoop, I lost it. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Where'd it go? Oh, for goodness. Oh, wait a minute. I got the wrong one. That's the one. Here we go. Again, there are so many websites out there, folks, right now. It's insane. I'm taking this from a website called Chowhound.
Uh-huh.
That immediately has my friend's attention right here. They did a story recently, or a survey recently, ranking. Now, this is the headline. Okay?
All right.
Ranking cheap beer brands from the least drinkable to the absolute best.
The cheap beer brands.
Now, this would be like national brands that you've heard their names. We're not talking craft brewery, none of that stuff, okay? These are like the national brands that they're in TV commercials, and we see them all the time, all right? The headline rates them as cheap beer brands, okay? That's a little different. So, in other words, let's see. It has how many? 20? It ranks 22 different national beer brands. From worst to best, according to these people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you want to take a let's play our favorite game?
I'm not sure what they mean by cheap. That's where you're
well,
going to get
cheap, I'm thinking, probably, I mean, less expensive. If I go to a restaurant.
Then what?
Then more like craft brews. Okay. If you go to a restaurant and you get a specialty brew, like a craft brew, and then you've got this one over here, like Budweiser or something, just straight Budweiser. You ever notice that the Budweiser or similar type brands are a little less expensive than the craft brands? They always are. All right. That, like, you know, Sam Adams or Miller Lite or something like that. Modelo or something. Dos Equis and so on. Then you go for the craft brews and they're more expensive. So cheap may not be the best word in this. This is about national brew brands. And like, according to these people, which is worst up to which is best. Now, I know my buddy here drinks more beer than I do. Okay, I know it. You went to that great event at outside Beaver Stadium.
So much fun.
And you needed help to leave or something.
Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest.
Well, these, okay, let's play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. Again, there's 22 brands, beers listed here. Who came in at number 22? In other words, the bottom. These are national brands. We've all heard of them.
Are these including like light beers?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
All right. Bud Light.
You nailed it.
Well, wow. Just because of the PR catastrophe, I think folks are.
Well, I tell you what, they have a little write-up.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't mention the PR catastrophe in the little write-up.
I'm sure it doesn't, but.
I mean, it just says.
It has gone to the bottom of many beer drinkers' lists.
Well, that's because of that. All right. But this says a beer flavor, pretty watery carbonated drink. Okay. Keystone Light is number 21. Apparently they don't particularly like Keystone Light. Budweiser is number 20. Okay, these guys are throwing some serious shade at Budweiser.
Yeah.
Foster's Lager, that's from Australia. They're number 19. Busch Light, that's another Budweiser product. They're number 18.
Yeah. So
Budweiser getting a lot of shade here. Busch is number 17. Not good. Modelo Especial is number 16.
I would have thought that would be a little higher.
Now, that's from Mexico, right? Modelo? Is that from Mexico? Does that say here? I thought that was from Mexico. I'll be honest, I don't drink that one. Coors Light is number 15. Michelob Ultra is number 14. I've never had one of those. I see a lot of TV commercials. Oh, low calories. Like, okay, that's why am I drinking a beer? Natural Light is number 13. Miller Lite is number 12, so that's roughly in the middle right there.
I would have thought that'd be a little higher.
Dos Equis, all right, is number 11 on the list. Natural Ice is number 10. I don't think I've ever had one of those.
I don't even know what that is.
Natty Ice. I've heard of Natty Ice, but I've just never had one. Oh, this is popular. It says, okay, this is popular in the Midwest. All right. So number 9 is Pacifico. Well, guess what? That's like West Coast. All right. So we probably, I don't know, maybe somebody around here has that beer, but that's mostly a West Coast thing. Corona is number 8. Now, here's where we're starting to, whoever came up with this story, they actually kind of like these beers.
Yeah.
So Corona's number 8.
Coors is obviously up there.
Genesee is number 7. Genesee. Now, that's, you know, from New York, and we have that around here. See, it says it's, I'm reading here, super affordable. A tall boy Genesee is only $2. That sound about right, Mr. Drinker there? Coors Banquet Beer is number 6.
Yeah.
You like that one? Okay. Now, here's one from the West Coast again called Rainier, named after the mountain, I guess. Comes in at number 5. No idea. I've never had that one. Pabst Blue Ribbon is number 4 on the list. You're making a face. Why are you making a face? You don't agree with that?
Interesting.
Okay. Here's one from Minnesota. Now, I have heard of this beer, but I've never had it. It's called Hamm's, H-A-M-M. You're nodding your head.
Yeah, that one's
on. You like that one? This next one is from Texas. It's called Lone Star.
Had that.
You've had that? You're like, yeah.
It's okay.
You want to guess who's number 1? I haven't had one of these in a very long time.
You haven't?
No, I haven't had this beer in a very long time.
Was Coors Light even on the list?
Yeah, I think I mentioned that, didn't I?
I didn't hear it.
Coors Banquet. Let's see. There's Miller Light, Michelob Ultra, Natural Light. Coors Light was number 15. Number 15. Okay. You want to guess who's number 1? I guess sometime I may have to go out and, I don't know. I haven't had one of these in a very long time.
Da, da, Michelob?
Da, 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 da. Nope. Da, dee, da.
Is Michelob even on the list?
Michelob Ultra was on the list.
Yeah.
Miller High Life is number 1 on the list. The champagne of beers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So apparently, and they try to explain their methodology. Like, for instance, Yingling. Come on, that's a pretty popular beer, and somehow they didn't make the list at all. Boy, that's not just a Pennsylvania beer, for goodness sakes. Milwaukee's Best, as I recall, when I was in college a very long time ago, Milwaukee's Best was a cheap beer, and I think it still is. Okay, I'm not going to leave that one alone.
I think that is true.
All right, so we're going to take a break. Later on, if you have your own thoughts on best or worst beers, like the national or regional type brands, we'd love to hear from you so the Ironhead knows where to go or where not to go. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. We've got a sports segment and then an interesting weekend of news and stuff. We'll do more of that when we come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Different music things.
Well, you gotta love the
fun with computers.
The moving parts here on a glorious Monday morning as we get ever closer. 33 days until Penn State football.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Come on, Nevada. Let's see what you got.
Oh, yeah.
They'll visit on August 30th, 3:30 kickoff. and the hype continues to build high expectations for the Nittany Lions in the upcoming season. If you saw Mike Poorman's column over the weekend, we've been talking about it quite a bit on our various shows. Not just Penn State football, expectations for Penn State athletics, probably as high as I can remember, and that's saying something. We've had a lot of programs in the national spotlight for a long time, but, probably at least six programs that you feel at least have a real shot, legitimate shot at winning national titles in the upcoming season. And if you saw Mike's column, that Penn State's record is 4 national champions in a school year, 4 teams winning national titles. But certainly feels like football has an excellent shot. Women's soccer, you feel like, is just at a point where it's always going to have a shot. The women's volleyball team certainly on the short list of contenders for the national title in the upcoming season. I think both wrestling and men's hockey are clear favorites to win national titles in the upcoming season. And then you add in men's lacrosse. And then, listen, men's volleyball, men's gymnastics, women's lacrosse is going to be coming. How quickly they get there, there's a lot of reason for optimism, not just for Penn State football, but for Penn State athletics. As we check sports, Penn State women's volleyball program continuing to build for the future as well. Penn State picking up a verbal commitment over the weekend for the class of 2027. Setter Molly Robertson, who was the Pennsylvania Player of the Year consensus this past season, has committed to play for the Nittany Lions. Robertson is at North Allegheny. She helped North Allegheny win its 8th straight state championship last season. She had 391 kills and 250 digs. Again, 391 kills, and she is the setter. Just so we're clear.
Whoa.
For North Allegheny. Pretty special athlete. Penn State baseball team picking up another player from the transfer portal. Maddox McDonald is a graduate transfer outfielder who played the last 2 years at Trinity University. He had a 100% fielding percentage and recorded 72 RBI and 75 runs over the last 2 seasons with Division III Trinity. Penn State wrestling legend Jason Nolf has been added to the card for the inaugural Real American Freestyle event, which will be coming up on August 30th in Cleveland. Nolf was a 3-time NCAA champion and 4-time finalist for the Nittany Lions. He will face off against Evan Wick in the event. Wick was twice a 3rd-place finisher at the NCAA championships. Wick continues to be very competitive on the freestyle scene nationally and internationally. Bo Nickel and Kyle Dake will also be among those competing in the first RAF event, which will again be the same day as the Penn State football opener. State College Criterium bike races were held Saturday in downtown State College. Pretty neat event. Andrew Wolf won the men's category 1-2-3 elite event with Samuel Smith second and Alec Ratzel third. In the women's 1-2-3 elite event, it was Kimberly Stoveld winning the title with Hannah Yeeke taking second and Parrish Bergquist finishing in 3rd place. The Williamsport Crosscutters completed a 2-game sweep of the Spikes at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park last night. Cole Caruso had 4 hits for State College, including his first home run as a Spike. Dylan Chile took the loss for the Spikes. State College will have today off, and then the Spikes will open a 6-game road trip. I wrote homestand. It is not a homestand. It is a road trip as the Spikes will head to Frederick to take on the Keys in the 1st of 3 tomorrow. Paul Skeens looked a lot like the best pitcher in baseball, like a legend yesterday, and Oddly enough, he was rewarded. Oh. The Pirates went ahead and got him some runs. Skeens allowed just 3 hits in 6 scoreless innings. He struck out 9, and he led the Pirates to a second straight shutout victory over the Diamondbacks after a 1-0 loss in 11 innings in Friday night's series opener. In 4 of his last 5 starts now, Skeens has allowed no runs. Skeens has a 1.83 earned run average, which is the best in Major League Baseball. And yet, because he plays for the Pirates, he has a losing record. He also has a 1.89 career earned run average through 45 starts. And if you're thinking to yourself, self, that seems like a really good ERA for your first 45 starts, you'd be right. That's the best ever, actually. Wow. In fact, it's the first time ever a major league pitcher has gone through 45 starts with under a 2.0 earned run average. And again, he's under 1.9. The earned run average was started being kept as a statistic back in 1913. So this is a pretty large sample size have that Paul Skeens is topping the charts in. And again, another just sensational start yesterday. Also, just again, it's astounding statistic after astounding statistic with this guy. But he is the only major league starter who at this stage of the season has yet to give up a run in the first inning of a game. Not only has he not given up a run in the first inning this season, his streak is now at 27 starts without giving up a first inning run. That is insane. On Saturday, in the 2-0 win over Arizona, Pirates closer David Bednar picked up his 100th career save. Will it be his last as a Pirate? We're asking that of a lot of the players. Oh, is that the last time? O'Neill Cruz yesterday went 2-for-3 with a couple of RBI. Will that be his last RBI as a Pirate? Key Brian Hayes had 2 RBI to lead the Pirates offense. Will that be Key Brian Hayes' last RBI as a Pirate? Well, we don't know. Pirates will be heading out west to open a 3-game series against the Giants in San Francisco tonight. First pitch will be at 9:45. Boy, that's late. Why do they always start those West Coast games so darn late?
It's a clock.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Airtime will be at 9:20 tonight on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. I'll probably listen to the pregame and start snoozing somewhere in the first or second inning. Yankees salvaged the final game of the series with the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday, 4-3. Phillies should have swept that one. 4-run second inning for the Yankees against Phillies ace Zach Wheeler was ultimately the difference and prevented the Phillies from sweeping the series in the Bronx. Phillies averaged 10.5 runs on 27 hits through the first 2 games of the series. Phillies are now 60-45 on the season, and they have been playing really good baseball, but they have now fallen 1.5 games behind the New York Mets in the National League East. The Mets are also red hot right now. It is going to be a fascinating week in Major League Baseball with the trade deadline looming on Thursday at 6 p.m. The Phillies figure to be buyers, see if they can get some bullpen help or maybe another big bat into the lineup. There's an outside chance that the Pirates may be sellers. I'm starting to think they may
outside chance.
They and the Colorado Rockies might not be thinking that this is their year, and they might not go make the big money purchases. Starting to get that feeling with those organizations. The speculation is all over the place on who is going to be dealt from the Pirates. At this point, I say just wait and see how it all shakes out. A lot of names are being thrown out there. Certainly, will not be surprised if one of the starters, not Paul Skeens, but one of the starters does get dealt, because Oviedo is should be back in the mix here. Probably will be brought back up. Now, he might go to the bullpen to start. We'll have to wait and see. That may depend in part on what happens here before the trade deadline. But I think he's going to get back in into that pitching rotation in some capacity here at some point over the next few weeks. And then, again, it's just going to be interesting, because the Pirates know that they have small window here with Paul Skeens, and boy, you'd like to build something that would at least resemble a contending team while you have the best pitcher to this point in his career in Major League history. It'd be nice to just, you know, take advantage of having an opportunity like that.
Not him is what you're saying.
I mean, listen, if you get the, I don't think you would get what you would need to get for Paul Skeens in return here. But yeah, if you could get, I mean, basically an all-star roster filled out, sure. But no, that is the one draw that you definitively have, and that is the piece that you would like to see the Steelers build around.
Right.
Also, yesterday, over the weekend, the NFL Network was visiting the Steelers camp, and they talked with one Aaron Rodgers and asked for his reaction to Terry Bradshaw, who before Rodgers came to Pittsburgh said, stay out in California. We want nothing to do with you. I'm paraphrasing, but we don't need the drama. We don't need the stinking ego. Not a good fit for the Steelers organization. And Rodgers was asked for a response to, in particular, Bradshaw's criticism.
Terry's a legend. He's an absolute legend. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's had a legendary career in the media. But Terry, like a lot of people, doesn't know me. And so he's got an idea of what he thinks about me based on what I've done, the documentary, what I've said, mm-hmm. Darkness Retreat, whatever the hell you want to talk mm-hmm. about. I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level. And I feel like if he gave me a chance to get to know him, that we'd have a good friendship, because for me, I have nothing but the utmost amount of respect and deference for what the greats have done, because they laid the foundation for us to be able to play in this great game, to be paid like kings, and to carry on the tradition of excellence that guys like the Bradshaws of the world in the 70s and Bart Starr in the 60s and Lombardi and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Troy Aikman and mm-hmm. Brett Favre and all the greats that have been over, Tom Brady, you know, we're standing on the backs of those guys, and it's because of how they played and how they carried themselves that we're able to have this opportunity to still play this great game, to get paid really well, to set ourselves up for our future. So I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level if he's open to it, and maybe we can go chew some bark or whatever the hell he's talking about together.
The direct quote from Bradshaw was, stay in California, chew on bark and whisper to the gods. was Bradshaw's quote. I noticed Aaron Rodgers kind of indirectly taking shots there at Bubby Brister and Neil O'Donnell, not talking about them in the
Sorry.
mention of all-time yeah. greats here that laid the foundation yeah. for guys like Aaron Rodgers
yeah.
to follow.
Really sorry.
Mm-hmm. Tommy anyway. Maddox also not okay. mentioned there. That is a check of sports here on a Monday morning.
Well, my Orioles played the mighty Colorado Rockies over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't sweep. They got 2 out of 3. The Saturday
Pirates get their crack at the Rockies, by the way, at the end of the week. After this series with okay. the Giants, they'll head to Denver.
Saturday's score for Saturday's game, the Orioles won it. It was close.
Uh-huh.
18-0.
Yes.
18-0. Was the score. And yesterday they only gave up 1 run, so they lost Friday, but they took 2 out of 3. A lot of rumors about the Orioles doing dealing this week, and I'm just cringing, like, oh man, just don't give up one of these good young players in some desperation move. Orioles aren't going anywhere. If they can get back to 500, get back to 500 this year, that'll almost be a success. And then do your deals like after the season's over. So I'm ever so slightly cringing this week. I'm like, okay, what are these guys gonna do? And then finally, folks, I'm not from New York City. I'm not a New York City person. All right. New York City is often referred to as Gotham. All right. Like Batman, Gotham. Okay?
I call it the Big Apple.
Or, okay. But some folks call it Gotham.
Well, sure they do.
All right. The New York Jets, poor New York Jets.
Oh, boy.
All right. The U.S. Patent Office has denied a request from the Jets. They wanted to do a trademark for themselves for, like, stuff, clothing and so on, that they wanted to just call themselves Gotham City Football.
Oh, boy.
All right. Because I don't, a lot of, if you're from New York City, Gotham. Okay. So the Jets wanted to do, I guess, a line of clothing and merchandise and so on for themselves.
They should have gone for Big Apple Football.
I don't think that would have flown either. So Gotham City Football, they wanted a trademark, and the trademark patent office turned them down. And here's from one line I took over the weekend. You can now add courtrooms to the list of places where the Jets cannot win.
Oh, boy.
Poor Jets. If we're going to take a break. If you're a Jets fan, God love you. You want to call in later, tell us how your team's going to do. Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Didn't he kind of play? Oh, yeah. And who do the Steelers open up with this season? The New York Jets. How about that? That's like irony.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's take a break here. We come back. We've got open line time for about an hour or so. Again, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. We'll talk about weather, interesting weather, later on next hour. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Fun? Join me in the January Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse, and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Monday. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Yeah, and open lines, anything you'd like to talk about here. And about, less than an hour from now, we'll talk weather with our friend Joe Bastardi from weatherbell.com. Now, earlier, if you missed earlier in the show, from some website, the best and worst cheap beers out there. All right. And again, these are like the national brands. And I went down a list of 22. And we heard from our friend Chris Buchanani. Hey, Chris, how you doing? He texted us to say, any list without Milwaukee's best or natural ice at the bottom is incomplete.
This is true.
Well, for whatever reason, Milwaukee's best was skipped over by this website.
No National Bohemian either. I mean, no Natty Bo.
No Natty
Bo. Come on now.
Now, is that... Okay.
Come on now.
It's called National Bohemian, but it's not national.
It's national!
Oh, that's a regional.
Natty Bo!
Natty Bo's regional.
They won the national championship. That's how they got the Natty Bo name. They got the Natty!
Okay, but...
Good job, Bohemians.
Yeah, Milwaukee's best makes my list for the one at the bottom. And they've been around for decades, and they were cheap back when I was in college. Holy fright. But anyway, you're the beer guy, all right? I have an occasional beer. I like cider. I'm a cider guy. I like cider.
I like cider.
And I've had some really good ciders like, ooh, hey, that's great. And I've had some others like, what the heck is this? Like, we have to... What's the fancy word? Infuse flavors in a cider? Mm. I'm like, I'm not a fan.
Mm.
Okay? Not a fan of that. But anyway, so.
You just haven't had the right flavors, then.
What was the one? Pumpkin? What is it with pumpkin? It's like we have to put pumpkin in everything.
Little ginger never hurt anything.
What's the deal with pumpkin? I don't know. But anyway, folks, if you have a thought, either yay or nay, 814-954-7266. All right, share your opinion. All right, let's talk politics. Oh, you guys, you love politics. I'm going to start with this one.
Yeah, what are you starting
because
with?
Because back in the spring... This mystified me, like, what the heck?
You were mystified.
Mystified.
I'll be done.
And so a couple days ago, there was a Center Daily Times story. This is about Penn State's student government. Back in the spring, they had an election for president and so on. And a young woman student was elected president of the University Park Undergraduate Association, UPUA, and then was sworn in as president.
Mm-hmm.
This is in mid-April. And then one week later, she was removed as president. And I'm thinking, what? Huh? Wait a minute. And so she has now been reinstated as president. So for the fall semester's coming up here soon, Rasha Elwakil, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, was voted president, duly elected president, was sworn in mid-April, and then a week later, the board of this group removed her.
Russian collusion allegations, as I remember it.
Or some collusion.
Huh?
Maybe collusion. Back in the spring, the group said that she, quote, violated the duties entrusted to her. For goodness sake, she was president for a week. 1 week. And I boot her out. It was very vague. It was very... just like nebulous, like, okay, what exactly did she do in the span of a week? Well, apparently, according to the story, earlier in July, the Undergraduate Association, whatever, had their judicial board do a review of what happened back in April. And apparently they have decided to reinstate her because I'm going from the story here, the review found two procedural infractions. Oh, boy. Big giant words. And so the removal was null and void. And so Elwakil is now president again. And Fletcher Port, who became president, he was the vice president, became president, now back to being vice president. If you think that, you know, political shenanigans only happen in Washington, or they only happen maybe in Harrisburg, no, they do happen in some other places. I guess, these are Penn State students. I doubt we'll ever have them on here on our show. But I guess I just would like some idea. Why was she removed after a week? somebody got ticked off about something and then pushed it through and found a way to boot her. Now, I don't know, maybe this young woman, she's guilty of sin of whatever it was she did. I have no idea. Because, again, it's still very vague. It's not specific. But, again, I saw this story and thinking, yeah, the political shenanigans don't just happen in D.C. or in maybe in Harrisburg. That's just, what the? Maybe later on somebody could do some digging, like, okay, folks, what's going on here? All right. Yeah, we joke about Russian collusion. Some kind of collusion here? Somebody didn't like this young woman, so, hey, we can't have her. We're going to need to remove her. Well, she was duly elected and served for one week, and then, boot, she gets the boot. Penn State student government, that does not make you look very good. So she's been reinstated. I assume people are going to be watching her as the new semester starts in, 3 weeks or so, to see, okay, is she going to do something crazy or whatever? Or if not, okay, who are these people back in April doing some of this nutty stuff? Anyway, keep an eye out for that. Let's see here. Tell you what, we were slightly off schedule. I'm going to take a break here. Of course, we're going to come back and talk about your pal and mine, Donald Trump. All right? He's had an interesting weekend over in Scotland, either playing golf. Actually, we haven't had many stories about him playing golf. The guy owns two golf courses in Scotland. So he decides to fly over there, do some wheeling and dealing, and, oh, yeah, play some golf. Okay. It's interesting. Have you seen some of the stories from the weekend? Pretty interesting stuff. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Stay tuned, and then we'll see what you think when we come back after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State Knowledge. It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And again, the phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, let's talk some politics here for to start a week, because you, come on, you folks love that stuff. Yes, you do, admit it. All right, let's go backwards a little bit. Did you see this last week? Over in the UK, the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, part of Ireland, and so on, they have decided they are now going to allow 16-year-olds the right to vote. It was 18. They've now lowered that to 16, which is, I don't know, an interesting decision. All right, now, obviously here, 16-year-olds, that would be, you know, high school kids. So a thought just to kind of throw out there is, should high school kids be allowed to vote here in our country? Forget the UK. They're on their own. Should we allow 16-year-olds the right to vote? Yes or no? Let me toss this to my buddy here. Should 16-year-olds be allowed to vote? What do you think of that?
What's the impetus? I'm not necessarily, I need to hear the argument. I don't know why we would change it.
I'm not sure what the argument is.
I think we're good where it is.
Okay. I mean, we talk about immigration issues here in our country. We're not the only ones. All right. There's immigration issues essentially all over Europe right now. There's an up, you know, various uproars and so on. There's some of this in the UK. All right. Now, the UK, of course, used to be the British Empire, which was worldwide. The sun never set on the British Empire, which, roughly speaking, was true. All right. Around the world, they had their colonies and all this sort of stuff. So, you know, Britain has always been a very diverse group. And a lot of those people from other parts of the world have made their way to the British Isles, okay, because, again, the colonies and stuff, that's all done. That's ancient history. But a lot of diversity in England and so on. And some people are not happy about that. And one argument that I saw was maybe somehow allowing 16-year-olds to vote might mean that, and I don't know how to phrase this, real English people would have more impact on their government and decision making and voting than they normally would have now. Now, I'm not sure I buy that. I mean, 18-year-olds to 16-year-olds, you might say, well, that's not that much of a difference. I don't know. But somehow, somebody over there thinks this is a bright idea. And it got enough support that it passed. So in the UK, I don't know if it's this year or next year, 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds are allowed to vote. So I don't know. I just noted that down. I'm thinking, okay, that's fascinating. And since they did it, I'm now waiting for somebody over here to bring it up. I think that's almost inevitable. And you know, God forbid, it probably won't be a Republican that'll bring it up. Probably somebody else. And so I'm waiting. Waiting for this one to come up somehow.
You Green Party folks.
You
guys are crazy.
Okay, that could be it. I don't know. That's fine. All right, then we have, all right, now I won't call that crazy. It's just interesting.
I'd feel better about it if we did a better job, you know, teaching civics in this country. But, nah, anyways.
Yeah, all right, well. I won't disagree a little bit on that one. Then there's this story. Did you see this one? Okay. The president of France and his wife are suing Candace Owens, who is a conservative right-wing podcaster here in this country. For whatever reason recently, Owens made a claim that Mrs. Macron is actually a man. And apparently alleging that she and her husband are somehow related.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And I don't pay attention to Candace Owens. I've seen her. Okay. I'm sorry. And now I'm really not going to pay attention because this is nuts. Okay. Mrs. Macron is definitely a woman. As far as I know, they're not related. And so they have filed a defamation lawsuit against Owens. Now, is anything going to come of this? Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of international. Maybe, maybe not. But when somebody makes an out just insane claim like this one, you know, does that mean you do a lawsuit? I mean, look at all the lawsuits that Donald Trump has done recently. And somehow he's scored. He's getting money. He's getting settlements and so on and all this crazy stuff. Then we have this one. Now, if you're not familiar at all right, the one, I don't want to call it a scandal, but it definitely gets your attention. Mrs. Macron is 72 years old. Mr. Macron, the president of France, is 47 years old. Do the math. That's a 25-year difference between the two. If I recall correctly, at one point, Mrs. Macron was Mr. Macron's teacher, like years ago, because there's a 25-year difference between the two. And then later on, somehow, boop, they ended up together, like, okay. But she's absolutely a woman. Now, the problem is we should not have open season to go out and make whatever claims you want to make. Although, if you go on social media today, it won't be hard to find. You'll see people making wild claims. All right? Can you sue for that sort of stuff? Well, goodness, we would have lawsuit palooza, like, all over the place. Should there be a lawsuit here? All right? Now, I'm taking this from the Free Press, which is an online media outlet that I like. All right, these folks, I think, are pretty balanced. They kind of go in both directions or all directions with some of their stories. And I saw this picture, all right, over the weekend. I saw this picture. Again, in the Gaza Strip, allegedly lots and lots of people are starving to death because they can't get food in, and Hamas is stealing food, and there's attacks going on, and the Israelis are to blame, and all this sort of stuff. Okay. Yay or nay? Okay. And there was this picture of a mother holding an 18-month-old child, and the child is skin and bones, just skin and bones, and it's from the Gaza Strip. The little boy, it's a boy, wearing only a diaper, skin and bones, being held by his mother. I mean, if you've seen the photo, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's one of those. And, of course, there's lots of accusations going out against the Israelis. They're starving people to death, all that sort of stuff. Okay. Now, a number of news outlets picked up this photo. All right, this is a real photo. It was not a doctored photo, kind of. It was a real photo. Mm-hmm. Real, not made with AI or whatever. And almost immediately, some news outlets last week picked it up. New York Times printed it. BBC, CNN, Sky News, now that's in England, all published this photo. And apparently didn't waste any time. They just, here's the photo, oh, this is terrible, you know, blah, blah, blah. In fact, we even know the name of the boy in the picture. All right, well, no need, that's not need. And you look at the photo, you're like, oh my gosh. Folks, we're in an age right now where you've just, and this isn't new, it goes back a ways, you got to be careful with this stuff. So an independent journalist decided to dig a little deeper on this photo. All right, notice I said an independent journalist. Now, I know CNN is mentioned here, but I mean, maybe they printed a retraction or something. So the independent journalist does a little digging. And it turns out, first off, that this little boy, and this is tragic, he's 18 months old. He apparently has some serious health issues. All right, the little boy has some serious health issues. He has a muscle disorder. He has some genetic conditions. Has absolutely nothing to do with starvation. He's just in a bad way, which is sad and horrible and tragic. But then here's the picture of him being held by his mother, and somebody out there decides to run with this photo for a purpose. Now, again, the investigative journalist did some digging, found sort of another version of the photo. And it turns out that the little boy's brother, who's like standing to the side, he's cropped out of the photo. The little boy's brother is just fine. He's healthy as heck. And apparently his mother is fine. All right. Now, one of the problems with that part of the world right now is that in the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians, Hamas is still the information agency there. All the information we hear, well, somebody was killed and there was an attack here, it primarily comes from Hamas. And to be blunt, we can't trust those people. And here's an example of a photo, and it looks like people are starving and dying. It's a picture of a little boy, sadly, who has some very serious health conditions that have nothing to do with starvation. Nothing. And so when you see some of this stuff online, folks, you've got to take the attitude, okay, that might be right. Let's dig a little deeper. And with this particular photo, an investigative journalist decided to dig a little deeper and found out that what we're seeing in that photo is not accurate. Unfortunately, like I said, New York Times ran it, CNN ran it, some other British outlets ran it, and so on. All right, you just got to know. Folks, we have to be skeptical primarily now of everything we see and read. Everything. I mean everything. Because there are political operators out there that will lie, cheat, steal, do whatever it takes to push their own agenda.
Political operators. They've been, over the weekend, there's a lot of information going out. And I'm just not exactly sure, we need to be vigilant and, I guess you're going to need to have some sort of, I don't even know how you go about this, because I don't know how you would have a bank with the ability, and obviously you'd need to not get hacked or any financial institution, but the ability now of, with AI, of, hey, this is Jeff, man, I'm in a tight spot, you need to wire me the couple thousand dollars for my account. Here's the account number, and it sounds just like me,
you
or
somebody,
anybody that they want to target, and I mean just like. And there was even, I guess, I don't know if this has happened. I'm guessing it's happening more often now, but where they are mimicking it. Parents or grandparents are getting a call
from now, we've had this for a while where it's like, all right, your son's in custody. No, now it is the son calling saying, please come help me. I'm in a van. They're telling me that you need to send $1 million to X account or they're going to kill me. And it, boom, it goes dead. And it sounds just like the kid. It's not, it's like, well, my God, I know my son's voice. That was his voice. And I'm telling you, we are in such a tough world in terms of trying to figure out. I mean, it's been tough for a while, but it is getting more and more difficult with this AI stuff to know what is real, what isn't, what is being manufactured. And again, the ways that this stuff can be abused is horrifying.
Yeah,
I mean, it is truly horrifying. Yes. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I got a solution for you, Jeff. If your voice comes on like that on my phone, my response is going to be, oh, no. And if you don't say 133, I know it's not you.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you need
to have... Well, that's it. Yeah. I mean, that's what they were talking about is, hey, we've got to have some sort of a code word for... But for a financial institution, it's like, all right, you've got to have those code words. They've got to be available somewhere. Like, you're not going to remember, yes, for you and me, or, yeah, you can have a code word with your kid and parents. For a financial institution that's dealing with thousands or tens of thousands of folks, you can't – each one's got to have their own word. Well, you've got to keep that compilation somewhere. The problem is – once you have that compilation, if that gets hacked into, and there's people always working to I mean, my God, the devastation that could cause is through the roof. I mean, these are weird times.
My bank got any kind of communication, electronic, verbally, or whatever, and said that they need $2,000 out of my account. The only thing they're going to do is laugh.
Yeah, I was going to say, fortunately, generally, when I call my banker, they just start laughing. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to take the $5 out today, are you? Okay. All right, Skippy, okay. We'll get that over to you.
Okay, Scott, quick question for you, since you're on top of all this stuff. I would like to know, and I'm not a big believer at all in polls or whatever, never have been, but I'm always curious to find out how it comes about that the Democrats can be absolutely rated as low as they've ever been or ever could be, how it is we're worried about the midterms. I don't correspond those two things.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm also rather skeptical of polls and surveys. And I'm skeptical because, and again, this goes back, I think I've shared this before, this goes back to when I was in college. I took a one-semester course in statistics. And I took it because I'm a baseball fan, and, you know, baseball's filled with statistics. What's that crazy stat you had about Paul Skenes last
lowest
hour?
ERA for the first 45 starts in Major League history.
I mean, it's like, who keeps these stats?
Well, I've been keeping track.
But what I learned from that course is so many polls and surveys out there, it might be a survey of 1,000 people, and somehow they extrapolate it to cover the whole country, which would be 340 million people. And the numbers simply do not add up. So when I see, oh, the Democrats are like in the basement with their poll numbers, I don't necessarily believe that. All right? I just don't. And it doesn't add up. All right, I agree with you 100% that, we're talking about the midterms. First off, the midterms are, I'm going to carry the one, 15 months away. A lot of things are going to happen in 15 months. And, no, I mean, this has been done with the Republicans in the past. Oh, the Republican Party is dead. No. The Democrat Party is dead. No, okay. Now, the Green Party, I don't know.
Well, there have been people trying to convince me the Whig Party is going to die.
The Whig Party is...
I mean, come on,
now,
guys.
That one might be dead.
What?
The Whig Party.
No! That not goes, the Whig Party!
That goes back like 150 years or something like
now
that.
Now you tell
me. I'm terribly sorry. So, again, folks, we're going to take a break in a moment. We're being about as serious as we can be. Now, thankfully, local news, I don't think, is afflicted by this. But national news especially, everything you see, hear, read, and so on, take it with 5 grains of salt. Not 1 grain.
And then get your sodium checked. Sodium levels, you got to be careful here.
That could be bad, all right? Because, like you mentioned, you can copy somebody's voice. Heck, you can copy somebody in a video now. And you're looking at it like, oh, there he is. No, it's a made-up video. And you mentioned the code thing. Yeah, if you ever get burned with this, or maybe even before, you know, if it's a family member and so on, you need to come up with your own code. A number, a word, something to determine that, yep, okay, this one's legit. Because there is so much fake crap floating around out there right now, and people are being scammed every single day. Don't let that happen to you.
This is Jeff Byers, Ironhead, saying we are going to commercial break. Skeens Rocks, code word, Skeens Rocks.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. DebtFix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for DebtFix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call DebtFix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Really fun? Join me in the January Foundation for the 2nd annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse, and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the 2nd annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And once again, we love hearing from you at 814-954-7266. Coming off a busy little weekend.
Yes, it's the age of disruption. All right. Let's talk about Trump. What the heck? We like to talk about him from time to time. All right, Mr. Ironhead, I'm going to read this headline. You tell me what's wrong with the headline.
Oh, boy.
All right. The headline, leaked audio tape of Trump emerges. What is wrong with that headline? Leaked audio tape of Trump emerges.
Probably not a tape.
Yeah. Nobody.
Almost guaranteed.
If a headline writer wrote this, he must be over the age of 65, yeah. Right? There are no more tapes.
Almost guaranteed.
Okay, there are no more tapes.
There's no tape involved.
Now, from what we were just talking about in the last segment, we have to wonder, okay, is this legit? We do know that Trump had a phone call with the leader of China, Xi Jinping, last week? We know there was a phone call, and apparently, allegedly, somebody recorded the phone call, allegedly. And allegedly, Trump made a comment that if China invades Taiwan, we're going to bomb Beijing. All right, allegedly Trump. Now, that sounds like something that Trump might say. But unfortunately, again, we're at this point. Okay, is this real? This was a leaked recording. Now, first off, if it's legit, the White House will not be pleased. Or Is it something made up? And we don't know. We just don't know, because we're at a point now where it's easy to make up stuff like that. It's simple. So, I don't know. Hopefully, somebody will dig into that further and see if that's legit or not. Trade deals. Now, we've been talking about this all year. Trump and company come in. They realize we have so many bad trade deals out there. It's ridiculous. And it's true. We really did. All right? Trade deficits just out the wazoo. Hey, we haven't talked about the wazoo lately. All right? Out the wazoo. $300 billion with China. $240 billion with the European Union, our friends. Well, now we have a new deal with the European Union that's going to whittle that thing down. We should all be applauding.
Yeah.
If you're not applauding, why aren't you applauding? All right? This kind of this spending craziness and deficit spending in D.C. has got to end. It's got to stop. I don't care who's in charge. It's got to stop. Why isn't everybody applauding? Let's take our call here.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning. Let's see if I can tie things up. A couple quotes. I may misquote. The first casualty of war is truth. If the three-letter agencies called the deep state do their job effectively, everything in the media is a lie. So with that, getting back to the Macrons, I actually, well, if it's a lie, doesn't mean it's not, doesn't have a purpose. Lies serve a purpose. And I'm wondering on the Macron thing. So in the U.S., you can vote at 18, but you can't drink a beer until you're 21.
Or you can
Europe, get, I think,
or you can go into the military at 18 and can't drink till you're 21. Yeah.
I think in Europe, though, you can drink beer out of a bottle when you're an infant. So that's not an issue. But I'm wondering if they're kind of preparing us to have children make their own decisions with regard to what sex they want to have or not have. But identity is different than your sex. You know, your chromosomal sex can't be changed, but you can identify. So that might become a child, a 16-year-old's decision. And then the other thing is consensual sex. Maybe they're trying to lower that age, too. And I would think that, those topics are probably going to be served up to us in the U.S. of A, too. In the, well, if we, you know, if we keep heading down this track.
Go ahead.
I think that's where we're at. So I would say don't worry about truth. I would ask the question, how's this news story serve someone? You know, and how's my alliance with that someone or some group? That would be the questions I would have when I open up the newspaper or listen to the news on the YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, not a bad idea, generally speaking, anyway.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call. We need to get into another break here. But
we've got.
Thank you.
There are so many folks pushing agendas. And, folks, you need to be on the lookout for that and not believe everything you see, hear, and read. Just as simple as that. Now, does that mean you got to do a little extra work? Yeah, you do. But you've got the Internet, which is full of good material. You can find it. That's what we have to do these days. It's just as simple as that.
Just stay tuned here.
Well,
this is really
all
that.
That's a gimme. That's a gimme. All right. All right. Let's take our break. We're going to come back. Final segment. Monday, we're going to talk some weather with our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. If you think you got it bad, somebody else has it worse. It's true.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with that right after this.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Looking for something a little different and really fun? Join me in the Janamarie Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse and you can even compete against us.
The Janamarie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanamarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Host time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
800-930-2263. It is a Monday morning edition of Let's Talk. Monday mornings, 9:40 or a little after. That's usually when we check in with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. And look at who's on the phone. It's Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. This is coming together beautifully. Good morning, Joe.
Folks, don't try to do this at home. These guys are professionals. They've been doing it for years.
I keep trying to convince people of that. They don't seem to be altogether sure that that's true. Good morning, sir. How was your? Well, we haven't talked to you for a week. How was your week?
Oh, the week was pretty good. What's interesting? I turned 70 10 days ago, and Tyler Kasich's. Tyler Kasich's sister was here. She's buddies with Jesse. And she brought over for a birthday gift these things that the Kasichs sell. And you know who Tyler Kasich is. He's a great wrestler, and he's got a great family. But his dad's a butcher. So he makes these things called knit snacks. I don't know. They're beef jerky. Well, anyway, I started eating some of my birthday gift, and I realized I'm now addicted to it. And I had these beef jerky sticks, and I went online. I said, I got to start ordering these things because they're actually a real good thing to put two or three of those down during the day if you're training. It's a pretty good thing. But I was like, holy cow, that's pretty good. You know, you have a dad that's a butcher. Bring over some of the stuff that he makes, and then you're addicted to it.
Yeah, so, that's pretty good stuff. Yummy.
Well, Tyler eats a lot of red meat, and that's why he's just putting on weight. When I was younger, and after I stopped wrestling, when I got into bodybuilding, red meat and heavy cream and all these other meals that are sometimes looked at as things that you shouldn't be eating today, that's all we pounded.
Yeah.
You know, I had people tell me I was on steroids because I got up to 220 pounds. But what they didn't know was a lot of that 220, I wasn't on steroids. I was just eating like a pig. Now, I got big and strong, but I had a 36-inch waist to go along with it. It wasn't like Ronnie Coleman out there or anything. And, you know, the gyms I used to train in, I always trained in dungeons. And the guys used to always, some of the guys would get on me and say, hey, dieting without drugs is called shrinking. And I found that they were exactly right, because every time I die, I go, I'm 223. I'm going into the show at 190. And it'd always be 171, 172, 173. And then my brother would say to me, Joe, you lost because you're not big enough. I said, well, I'm not going to start sticking needles into my butt to go into a bodybuilding contest, especially because I'm afraid of needles anyway. But the point of the matter is that red meat is really good. And so I've got myself some beef sticks here, and I'm going to get a lot more. I'm just going to pound those things left and right. Maybe I can get up to 160, because now I'm competing like I'm down at 140. I have to give the judges binoculars so they can see me on stage. You go, what, is something over there? That guy over there way on, is there someone over there way on the right? I can't see his calves anyway. But all right, well, listen. My calves are going to shrink today because it's getting so warm. I mean, you know, we have a heat advisory, folks.
It's a good pool day, or if you have it, a creek or a pond or a lake.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? I can't figure this out. You know, for instance, Tampa hit 100 degrees yesterday, first time in its history. But the fact of the matter is the Tampa airport is surrounded by, you know, lots of buildings and concrete and everything else. It's not the same exposure it was 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, right? And so the wind in Tampa, if you've ever been to Tampa, the airport's right on the bay. The wind did not come in off the bay yesterday. It stayed out of the north. So if the wind's out of the north at Tampa, it's blowing straight down the peninsula. And if you're in a warm weather pattern, let's say in central Florida, if you're getting wind in Tampa coming from central Florida, you're not getting the kind of effect to cool it. So it hit 100 there yesterday. Everybody's going out of their mind. Dallas, Texas, which normally has hit 100 about 15 or 16 times by this time of the year, has not hit 100 yet this year. Now, they're finally going to start hitting 100 degrees. Their normal high is like 98 or whatever the heck it is down there. But I was reflecting on the fact that, you know, when I grew up down in Texas, you know, it was just, you know, my dad would always go day after day after day, same weather, 98 for a high, 72 for a low, just every single day. And I can't figure out why we have heat advisories up here for the same weather that is normal in Texas. You see what I'm saying? So is it that Texas people are tougher? It can't be that, because they don't have wrestling, college wrestling in Texas. So obviously that's not the problem.
Yeah, that can't be it. They don't even have college hockey there.
Well, they see, that's the thing. They have, like, you know, Penn State has so many sports that we have varsity athletics in. You know, you go down to A&M. I think they have 19 sports, and A&M is a candidate for wrestling and women's gymnastics. Because how do you lose How do you not have a wrestling program when you got a bunch of conservative jarheads running around, which they do, and they're great, you know, the Corps cadets, and a women's gymnastics program, because the Southeast Conference is just, it's a different world.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You can't get a ticket to get into an Oklahoma gymnastics meet, for instance.
Yeah.
So it isn't that Texans are tougher than us. It's just that we've sort of grown accustomed to, you know, it's only 85 outside. But in any case, if this heat's been unbearable for you, it's going to break later this week. We're going to get no thunderstorms today. No thunderstorms tomorrow. How about that?
Hey, we'll take it.
Later Wednesday and Thursday, thunderstorms show up. And then we're going to have one of the, it looks to me like we'll have one of the nicest weekends we've had all summer, with some daytime highs in the mid and upper 70s, nighttime lows in the 50s, low humidity. A big, cool, high pressure system settles into the area, and we get a break. Although I like it hot in summer. I like it, you know, when I walk outside, I'm instantly sweating. It reminds me of my days when I was living either in New Jersey, because it, you know, it gets really hot and humid in New Jersey too, where I used to live, or down in Texas. It's kind of funny because it was a wrestling old-timers brunch in Mechanicsburg. We're supposed to have, what's today? Today's on Wednesday, the 30th,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And they canceled it. They canceled it because there's the real field temperature's going to be 107. And now we're all old-timers, right? So we never had real field. They never told us how, if it was 95. Well, no, it's not 95. It feels like it's 107.
Yep.
So let's say you have a real good system that can handle heat. Your body can handle heat, but 107 may not feel like 107 to you. That's what's really weird about these real field temperatures. It depends on the person. And one of the things that has happened, folks, is that we've got air conditioning. And so, you know, let's say you're in an office hall. You go into the office and it's 73 degrees in the morning at 7 o'clock. Well, by the time you come out, it might be 94, 95. And you've been in a nice, cool office all day with, 70 degrees. You walk outside, of course, it feels like a blast furnace. That's the other thing I can't figure out. Why the heck, if we have all these energy problems, you walk into a place and it's like, what the heck? It's like it's colder in here now than it is during the winter. So just some things I've been musing about this morning.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, we're going to put you on the spot. You ready? We're going to put you on the spot. All right. Last week we had a little brief from that famous weather prognostication service, the Old Farmer's Almanac. All right. And these guys... Do you know these guys, whoever does the weather for the old farmers?
First of all, there are many farmers' almanacs. There's not just one.
Yes.
There's several of them.
Yes.
And I believe AccuWeather used to be associated with it. I wasn't directly involved with it, but I believe Mike Steinberg, who was the senior vice president there, who had, believe it or not, a pretty phenomenal method of long-range forecasting based on solar cycles and all this. I remember in college, I'd watch it like, well, how the heck do you know that was coming? And the thing is, if it occurs within a couple of days or something, they give themselves credit. So, but the secret is we could publish our own almanac. For instance, next July 4th, okay, let's go July 2 through 6th. Quite warm. A 30% chance of thunderstorms. That will be our forecast next July 2 through 6. And I'll bet you it'll be pretty darn warm. And during one of those days, some thunderstorms will show up. So you might as well tell me they're probably predicting a pretty cold winter, right? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Well, this was actually fall. They were talking about the fall. And they claim that for the Northeast and Appalachians, that'd be us, it's going to be cooler and drier, while most of the rest of the country is going to be warmer. What do you think about
that? Well, I disagree with that. I think it's going to be we're going to continue to ride the sort of the warm, humid pattern. I mean, we're getting a break here in early August, and then we'll load back up. And relative to averages, I think it's going to be a little bit warmer and wetter than normal. And, I mean, it's the same thing as the summer. It's not the summer high temperatures that are the reason summer has been above so far above normal. In fact, in the last 25 years, if you're looking at high temperatures, July is only the 20th warmest. In other words, the fifth coolest as far as high temperatures go. But low temperatures, it's third warmest, right? So it's the nighttime lows that are staying warm. What I'm most concerned about in the Northeast, and I mean, I could see this even next weekend being the first real, you know, threat. The Madden-Julian Oscillation is moving over, and there were a bunch of little tropical cyclones that developed off Southeast Asia. Now we see one in the Central Pacific. In 4 or 5 days, a couple are going to pop up in the Eastern Pacific off Mexico, right? That means that that phenomena is moving over. I think next week you're going to see the hurricane season come to life. And what we do have to be concerned with here in the eastern United States is, you know, there's been a lot of rain. And you got some slow-moving, you know, you saw what Chantel did down in Greensboro. And, you know, 50-mile-an-hour tropical storm went in there and put 5-10 inches of rain down. You get some slow-moving system that gets into the Carolinas and tries to come north. We back in 55, we had Connie and Diane hit within 5 days of each other on the North Carolina coast. Can you imagine how people would freak out, or, you know, with climate change with that if you had two hurricanes hit North Carolina within 5 days? But in all seriousness, there's a lot of water in the ground already, and it looks like, you know, we're going to get a break. What's today? We're going to get a break August 2nd to August 8th here in the Northeast. But then I think the pattern's going to try to reload back to wetter again, and we may have to deal with something trying to come into the South Atlantic coast later next week from the tropics and trying to work its way northward. I'm very confident we're going to see 2 to 3 tropical cyclones develop between August 5th and August 20th, and 1 or 2 of them hit the United States, have an impact on the United States. You know, I think the first problem might be the Southeast coast, but then the Gulf of Mexico a little bit later. But it's interesting, folks, because if this feature keeps moving over, you'll get to August 20th, 25th, when the hurricane season is really supposed to be ramping up. Go back down again. And in the tropics, in the entire planet, it's unbelievable. It's like the second or third weakest June and July on record to tropical cyclones. It's not unbelievable. It has to do with this distorted pattern of warming I'm talking about, where if you warm it up too much, let's say you're 40, 45 north,
We are out of time, Mr. Bastardi. We thank you as always. Have a great week.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.